John Wesley often said that everything necessary for salvation is contained within the scriptures. And so today, as we prepare to hear a word from God, I invite you to join me in our prayer of illumination. Pray with me. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. In this season following Easter, we have been focusing on the embodied belief in Christ, of how it transforms our understanding and way of being. That if the resurrection of Jesus changed lives for all people, then our lives should reflect that as well. And so we've been digging into Revelation, and we've been digging into the Gospel of John. And before I read those, I just want y'all to remember that Revelation was written to the community of believers following the resurrection of Christ from the dead, that they were suffering at the hands of the Roman Empire, and their lives were tenuous because of that. And so Revelation was written as a word of hope while recognizing their suffering. And so sometimes you're going to hear those echoes in our prayer of yearning and opening prayer. So I just want to make sure that we're making that connection this morning. As I read from the 22nd chapter of Revelation, you're welcome to follow along with your pew Bible on page 1510. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And now I invite you to stand as you are able in a posture of praise as we hear the gospel according to John from the 14th chapter, starting with verse 23. Now Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. You may be seated. Pray with me. Gracious and holy God, on this beautiful Sunday morning, we are Easter people, that every Sunday we gather to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we continue to journey through what an embodied faith looks like, we continue to be mindful of those places in our community, in our world, where we are asking for your intercession to be present, to make your peace known. And as we listen to scripture this day and reflect upon the tree of life, may the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.